Welcome to this deep dive. In this lesson, we're exploring Lesson 4.3, Privacy, Security, and Data Protection in AI Systems.
And it's definitely a topic that affects all of us right now.
For sure. If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill.
Yeah, because to really set the stage here, the reality of our digital future is that, well, AI systems are incredibly powerful, we all know that, but their fuel, the thing that makes them work, is data.
Right. Massive, massive amounts of data.
Exactly. And that includes, you know, our personal and sensitive information. So stepping into a digitally enabled future, responsible technology use requires a really sharp awareness of privacy and data protection.
Which I want to clarify, isn't about being terrified of the technology.
No, not at all.
It's just about being smart, right? Being prepared as you enter these modern workplaces.
Precisely. It's about knowing how the tools work so you can use them safely.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the transition from knowing AI is hungry for data to actually understanding the consequences of how we handle that data.
Yeah.
That's a big leap. What happens when our privacy practices are, you know, weak?
Well, it leads to a cascade of issues. We're talking data misuse, major identity risks, severe security breaches, and ultimately just a complete loss of trust.
Yeah, I like to think of it like this. Interacting with an AI system without checking the privacy settings is kind of like handing the keys to your private filing cabinet to a total stranger.
That is a perfect analogy, actually.
Like, you really need to know if they're just going in there to read one file to help you out, or if they're making copies of everything for everyone else in the building.
Yes, exactly. And what's fascinating here is that if we flip that scenario, strong privacy awareness isn't just some defensive chore you have to slog through.
No.
No, it's actually a professional superpower.
Oh, I like that. A superpower.
It really is. It directly improves your digital safety. It fosters responsible technology use. And honestly, it signals highly professional behavior to your employers.
To show you know what you're doing.
Right. It empowers really informed decision making, especially for university students and young professionals who are building their careers right now.
So let's shift gears and actually define the mechanics of this digital defense, because the lesson lays out three core pillars.
Yeah, three interconnected concepts.
First, we have privacy, which is basically protecting your personal information and your digital identity.
The overarching state of being secure, yeah.
Then data protection, which is handling that information responsibly and securely. And finally, security awareness, which is recognizing the risks when you're about to share information online.
That third one is the real kicker.
But wait, let me play devil's advocate here. Isn't data protection just like something for massive tech companies to worry about? Or maybe the IT department down the hall? Why does a young professional working on a random Tuesday afternoon need to care about this?
I hear that pushback a lot, but data protection is very much a two-way street. Yes, organizations have a huge responsibility to handle data securely.
Right, they set up the firewalls and the enterprise contracts.
Exactly. But you, the user, also bear the responsibility of handling the information you're working with securely. Knowing how platforms use the data they collect, that's a crucial everyday skill now.
Not just an IT department mandate.
Right. Because you are the one deciding what to type into that prompt box.
Which brings up a great real-world case study from the lesson. There was a student who successfully reduced their digital security risks, and they didn't do anything overly technical.
No, they just audited their digital footprint.
Yeah, they just reviewed the AI platform permissions they were using and intentionally limited unnecessary data sharing.
It's a brilliant example. And if we take that student's actions and apply them to a future workplace scenario, imagine you are a young professional and you're using a brand new AI drafting tool for a major company project.
Okay, I'm picturing it. I've got a deadline. I need this tool to help me write a report.
Right. By actively checking what permissions that tool has before you start and intentionally limiting what sensitive company or client data you feed into it, you are directly preventing a potential security breach.
Because if I just paste the raw financial data into a public model, I have no idea where it's going.
Exactly. Taking that extra minute demonstrates high-level professional behavior. It shows you understand data sanitization.
Right, like replacing actual client names with client A before asking the AI to analyze the trends.
Yes. You give the model the math, but you withhold the context.
So what does this all mean, taking a step back? as AI becomes so deeply integrated into literally everything we do.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, you have to remember that AI systems inherently depend on user data to function and improve.
They learn from us.
Precisely. Because of that, our collective responsible data practices are actually what build overarching security and trust in these technologies.
Oh, I see. So it's an ecosystem.
It's an entire ecosystem. If everyone remains aware of digital risks, the entire digital environment becomes safer for all of us. If people just dump private data into public models, the ecosystem gets polluted.
So it's not just about protecting my own job. It's about making the tools safer generally.
Exactly right.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The lesson doesn't just leave us with the theory. It gives us actionable strategies.
Very practical, everyday steps.
Yeah, like avoiding sharing sensitive information unnecessarily, reviewing those privacy settings carefully, like we talked about, and of course, using secure passwords and authentication methods.
And there are fantastic tools readily available to help you do this. The module specifically recommends using Google Security Checkup, Microsoft Security, and Bitwarden.
Oh, I love Bitwarden for managing passwords.
It's excellent.
And there's a practical application activity in the lesson that I want to directly challenge you, the listener, to try today. It's super simple, but really effective.
It's a great exercise.
Just pick one digital platform you use today. Could be an AI tool, a social app, whatever. And evaluate it based on four criteria. First, what data is it actually collecting?
Look past the basic stuff. Is it tracking your location, keystrokes?
Right. Second, what are its privacy controls? Can you opt out of data training? Third, what are the potential security risks if that platform gets breached?
What's the worst case scenario for your data?
Exactly. And fourth, based on all of that, what do responsible usage practices look like for you on that specific platform?
It really forces you to build that security awareness muscle memory.
It takes it from theory to reality. So as we close out, I want to leave you with the module's core reflection prompt to mull over as you navigate your digital life. Ask yourself, how can I protect my personal information while using AI and digital platforms?
To synthesize all of this, the key takeaways are really clear. Privacy protection is absolutely essential in modern digital environments.
No way around it.
No. AI systems fundamentally depend on user data. And when we practice responsible data handling, we actively improve security and trust across the board. Above all, students and young professionals must remain aware of digital risks.
You have to stay engaged. So stay curious, stay responsible, and stay future ready. And definitely remind yourself to review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities to really build your confidence with this skill.
It's an investment in your career, truly.
Before we go, we also want to acknowledge the further reading and reference materials that inspired this lesson. Be sure to check out the texts, The Age of Surveillance Capitalism, Cybersecurity and Cyberwar, and Human Compatible.
Really phenomenal and eye-opening resources if you want to dive deeper. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Yes, thank you for listening. Keep those digital perimeters secure, and we'll see you in the next one.